everybody. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Again. So take a moment to sit quietly, close your eyes. In this practice, we'll open our minds, we'll open our bodies, we'll open our hearts. And that process begins by focusing on our breath. Let our head fall down gently and rock from side to side. Coming back to center, we bring hands to the heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Now with your inhale, as your arms spread wide open, and exhaling, bring hands back to the heart again. Let this continue to flow as we begin to open body, mind, heart. And one more time, the arms reach wide open. And exhaling, come back to our heart. And then with an inhale, we'll sweep our arms up into the sky. Exhaling, fold to a forward bend. And as you lay hands under the mat, step the feet back. Let's come to downward facing dog. Hips raised high, we take a first stretch into the body. Find where you feel tight. Find places that may be sore, places that are asking for healing. You can step down with one foot and then the other, just play with the opening. Let's walk our hands back to our feet now. Continuing to open our body as we fold into a forward bend. If you find your place in this pose, remember there are many right ways. There'll be a different right way for each one of us because our experiences and needs are different. Listen to your body. Find what you need. Let's walk our hands forward again, returning to downward facing dog. From here, we lay knees to the mat. We'll sit down onto our heels. And then come forward onto all fours. Shoulders over wrists, knees under hips for cat and cow. Inhaling, lift the head, lift the tail. And exhaling, draw your back up into the sky. Let the movement flow to the rhythm of your own breath. Add a little more to this flow. Inhaling again to cow pose. Exhaling to the cat pose and then taking the tail of that exhale down into the heels. Inhaling, we'll rise all the way up under the knees, reaching to the sky. Exhale, come down, sitting hands under the mat and inhaling right back into cow pose. Now continue with that flow. Now the next time you rise up, when you come down again, settle into child's pose. Extending the child's pose, reaching the arms forward as the hips reach back, creating a nice resting place here. a place that's available to you at any time during this practice. But since we're just beginning, let's continue our movement. Hands planted on the ground, toes turn into the floor, and hips reach to the sky. Take the right leg, reach it up into the air. Roll the right hip open now. Let the right kneecap point to the ceiling. And then as if that kneecap were the tip of a pencil, draw great big circles with it. Let the knee point down to the floor and then up to the sky, around and around. With this movement, feel the head of your femur exploring the range of motion in your hip. Opening the joints. Now take the right leg back up to the sky and then step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat, inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down again and we step back. Inhale, shifting forward now, taking shoulders above the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, shoulders roll back as the heart lifts into cobra. And exhaling, hips to heels, child's pose. Once again, inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling cobra, and exhale child's pose. Toes turn into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now the left leg in the air. The hip rolls open, the kneecap points to the sky, and we draw circles with the kneecap, loosening up the left hip. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. Inhale, circle upward. Exhale, back down to the mat. Step back. Inhale, coming forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Let the flow continue. Moving the joints. Warming up the muscles. Now let this flow be your last. Let it lay you back again gently into child's pose. Now that we've all found our way to child's pose, let's move on together. Toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. We'll walk our feet up to meet our hands and take the slow rise of an inhale all the way up. Exhale, hands come into the heart and then drop down to our sides. Warming up the back and spine, gently begin to swing your arms side to side. Let them fly through the air like empty coat sleeves. And then arms to the sky and hands into the heart. Step all the way up to the very front of the mat as we take a sun salutation. Inhale, reaching up. With an exhale, we sit down into chair. And then inhale, rise up again. Take a little back bend here if it feels good. And then exhale, dive down. Inhale, come halfway up. And exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling as the arms reach to the sky. And exhaling, hands come back to the mat. Step the left foot back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, back downward facing dog. The right leg reaching to the sky. Step or help the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, and the hands return to the mat. The left foot steps up to join the right. And with an inhale, we rise. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right back up again with the curve of a back bend if your body loves that. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, lay hands to the mat, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, bring hands to the mat again, let's step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Now the left leg to the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands come to the ground, we step forward. Inhale, riding the wings of our breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, right back up to the sky. Again, take the back bend if you love it. And exhale, dive down. Inhale to the horizon. And exhale, let hands come to the mat. Walk the feet back. Take a moment to come to downward facing dog. To feel muscles awakened. To feel joints moving. To feel energy alive within you. So now that we've awakened, we'll move into our standing flows. So let's begin by taking our right leg and reaching it into the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the back foot flat. Let's reach up, warrior one. So create a powerful foundation with your feet. A strong scaffolding with your legs. Let your spine rise up from that powerful base. The shoulders softening and the arms reaching up to the sky. Knowing that each of us will find a different place in this pose that meets the needs of our body. And those needs are different because of our life experiences. But really we have more in common than different. We all want to open our mind, open our body, open our heart. Find a little release from the stressful lives we lead. Now draw hands into the heart, straighten the front leg. We're stepping into pyramid pose in a moment. If you like to step in first, feel free to do that. We'll take hands behind the back now. As fingers lace together, we roll the shoulders back and let the heart shine outward. Opening the mind, opening the body, opening the heart. You're slowly coming up, tipping the hips forward, exploring pyramid pose. Listening to the body for that place that the body says, yes, this is just the stretch I crave. That place in me is different than that place in you, and it's different in the place for the place of the person next to you. But all of us, finding the opening we crave, wherever that may be. Hands fall down to the ground. Let's walk our hands around to the long side of our mat. Move your feet as you need for a twist. Once you have a nice foundation through your feet for this twist, take the right hand below your face, left hand to the low back. Take a lengthening breath right out through the crown of your head. And then twist this twist around to the left. As you turn your shoulders and heart around to the left, feel free to reach the left hand right up into the sky if you want to. Or keep it at your back. Find what feels good for you. What opens your body? And then let the twist unwind. As the left hand returns to the mat, let's walk our hands forward as if we were in downward facing dog. Pushing away from the hands to lengthen the back after that twisting. And now that the back feels nice and long again, let's walk our hands back in. Taking the left hand below the face, right hand low back. Lengthening through the crown of the head, the twist turns around to the right now. And again, you're welcome to reach the right arm up, but find your way. Our needs more alike than different. Our methods perhaps different based on our experiences. The right hand comes back to the mat. Let's walk our hands around to the back end of our mat. Shift your feet along the way. Plant your hands, let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Let's take a little forward and back flow now as we engage our center. Inhale, come to plank or kneeling plank. And then with your exhale, back to downward facing dog. Let your whole body be strong here as you move to the rhythm of your breath. Feel the power of the legs, the power of the abdominal muscles. Forward one more time, and then the exhale will take us back to downward facing dog. And once we're there, let's take the left leg up into the sky. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat down. Let's reach up, warrior one. So again, creating that deep foundation through the feet, a scaffolding through the legs, lengthening the spine, the soft shoulders, the arms reach up, and we open mind, body, heart. Hands come into the heart, now the legs straighten. If you like that little step in before our approach to pyramid pose, now's the time. Hands start behind the back. Fingers join together, roll the shoulders back. Let the heart lift, let the heart open. And then come back up, chip the hips, folding into pyramid pose. Deep grounding through the feet enables us to find this lengthening, to find this opening. And then hands fall down to the mat. Let's walk around to the long side of our mat again. Planting your feet for the twist. Right hand below the face, left hand to the low back. A lengthening breath and a twist to the left. Where does the twist feel good for you? Unwinding. Let's walk hands forward like downward facing dog. Lengthening the back. And then hands come back under the face. Let's twist the other way. Left hand below the back, below the face. Right hand low back. Lengthen, twisting to the right. And then unwind in a twist. Left hand comes, or right hand comes back to the mat. Walk your hands around to the front of the mat again. Adjusting the feet, let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. And again, we flow forward and back with strength through the whole body. Inhaling, plank or kneeling plank. And exhaling, downward facing dog. In addition to the strength of your body, there's a power in our breath. Flowing with our breath like a ship sailing with the wind. Come forward once again. And then back to downward facing dog. And once you come to downward facing dog, take your right leg and reach it up into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Opening mind and body and heart. As you reach up, it feels celebratory. Celebrate the differences we have. Different sizes, shapes, ages, needs. But celebrate the ways that we're in which we're alike as well. Turn hands toward the ground, exhale, swing all the way down to the back, and inhale, turn the palms up as you reach up, as if we're pushing away what we don't need, what gets in our way, and bringing up all kinds of wonderful energy. Let this flow, matching the rhythm of your breath. One more time, the arms reach down and back, and then inhaling, they come up. And with our next exhale, into a diagonal. So reach the head, the fingertips, in a diagonal line with the back, the spine, the back leg. It's a powerful line. Make it straight and long. And then right hand behind the back, left hand beside the right foot. Let's take another twist. Stay nice and long as you begin to twist around to the right. Again, the right hand can reach to the sky or it can stay at your back. What does your body need? We all enjoy this opening as we twist and release some of the stress in our back. But the way we go about it will be different based on our own needs. Now unwind the twist. As hands come back to the mat, walk your hands around to the left as you come to the long side of your mat. And then take hands to the thighs as you lift to stand. Inhale, arms reach overhead. As hands come together, turn your feet to the corners of your mat. And then exhaling, let's bring hands to the heart, bending our knees, we sink the hips down. Come to a place that's very centered and grounded here. Finding for your body where it makes sense. We come here in stillness, just breathing. And then straightening up, the prayer reaches to the sky. Exhale, bring the prayer to your heart. Turn your feet around to the long side of your mat again. Hands come to the hips and we'll pour that into a forward bend. When hands come down to the ground, walk your hands around to the back end of your mat and step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Flow forward and back using the strength of your whole body. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. And exhale, downward facing dog. Flow like a ship with the wind. Depending on your needs, the plank pose can always be a kneeling plank. The downward facing dog could even be a child's pose. Find what makes sense for you. Come forward once more. And then back to downward facing dog. And once you're there, take left leg up into the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Some of us have this natural flexibility. Some of us tend to be more tight. Some have had injuries or surgeries. We all have different needs, different experiences. But we're alike in finding the place that opens our mind, our heart, our body. Turn palms downward. Swinging the arms down and back, letting go of what you don't need. Palms upward as you lift up positive energy, understanding, acceptance, celebrating the ways in which we're alike and the ways in which we're different. The arms reach up one more time, and then we extend into the diagonal. The fingertips, the crown of the head, the whole body extending into this long line. Left hand behind the back, right hand next to the left foot. Lengthen into the twist to the left now. Wherever it makes sense for your body. Unwinding the twist, walk your hands around to the right as you come to the long side of your mat. Hands come to the thighs as we lift to stand. Inhale, reach to the sky as hands meet in a prayer above you. Toes to the corners of the mat. Exhaling, hands to the heart, sink the hips down. Centered. Grounded. Feel your breath flow. We're all alike, and then our mind has trouble being quiet. Thoughts always fighting for our attention. Let's be alike and practicing focusing on our breath, quieting the mind. Now the prayer reaches to the sky as we stand up and turn feet around to the long side of the mat again. Hands to the heart, hands to the hips. Pour this into a forward bend. Hands fall down to the mat, and we walk hands around to the front of the mat. Let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Flow forward and back with your breath, a ship sailing in the wind. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, downward facing dog. Whole body strong. Coming forward one more time. And then back to downward facing dog. And once you're there, right leg up and into the sky. Take a wide step forward with the right foot. Back foot lays flat, we open to warrior two. Facing sideways on our mat, turning our head to look down the line of our right arm. Opening the body. Opening the heart. Opening the mind. Without changing the firm foundation of your feet, take a little reach forward. Turn the right hand over and stretch it across the sky. Reverse warrior. This is a big, beautiful side bend. Feel your right side body expanding into openness. And then bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh. Left fingertips now to the sky. We open into side angle. Find the place in this pose that meets your needs. There are many right ways. Where do you feel at your most open? Take the top arm. Let's begin to circle that top arm. First, reaching back toward the back of the mat, brushing along the back leg, pointing down to the ground, and then as the left hand reaches forward, straighten the right leg. And the left hand continues to circle up into the sky, and we find our way to triangle pose. Can you stack your body up right over your feet in a way that allows you to be at your most open? As if you were flat against a wall, the whole body expanding into openness. Push push into the feet, rise up to stand. Hands meet overhead, and as hands come to the heart, turn feet around to the long side of the mat and set a foundation for a back bend. When you have that foundation, hands come around to the low back where they'll make fists. We rise from that place in our low back, rolling the shoulders back. As the heart expands and lifts, find your back bend. Knowing your history and what makes you unique, where does this feel incredible for you? Slowly we rise. Hands come to the hips. We pour the back bend into a forward bend, letting hands fall down to the earth. Letting the head hang heavy as the back relaxes and releases. And then hands walk around to the back of the mat. Adjust the feet, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. For the last time, take that forward and back flow. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. And exhale, downward facing dog. Whole body strong. Breath leading the way. Notice how in between the inhale and the exhale, there's a breathless moment where you're fully in each of the poses. One more time, come forward. One more exhale takes us back to downward facing dog. And once you're there, reach your left leg up into the sky. And take an equally big step forward with the left foot. Back foot lays flat, we open to warrior two. Wide open. Mind, body, and heart. A little reach forward as the left hand turns over and reaches across the sky. Reverse warrior. Exquisite side bend. Bend the left arm, laid across the left thigh, side angle pose. Now the right fingers to the sky. Opening as fully as we can. The deep foundation of our feet providing us that opportunity to expand into openness. Circle begins with the top arm around to the back of the mat, along the back leg. Point to the floor. And as the right hand points to the back of your mat, straighten the left leg. Right hand eventually reaching to the sky, and we find our way to triangle pose. With straight lines and an open body. Push into the floor, we rise up to stand. Hands meet overhead. As they come to the heart, we adjust our feet to the long side of the mat and to the foundation we need for a back bend. Find that foundation through your feet, then take hands around to the low back, make fists. From the anchor of your feet, pull energy up through the body, roll the shoulders back, expanding up, up and away into your very own back bend. A back bend that takes into account your history. Your knees. Slowly the back bend rises. The hands shift to the hips, and we'll pour that back bend into a forward bend.
Hands come falling down, the head hangs heavy. We let the back lengthen and relax. And then we'll walk hands around to the front of the mat, a shift of the feet,
And let's step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale and arch up.
And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog, but only for a moment. Lay knees down onto the mat. Lay hips into your waiting heels. And we come to rest in child's pose. Close your eyes. Feel the effects of your practice so far. No one will ever know your experiences fully. No one will ever feel what it's like to be in your body, in your head, in your heart. But we can seek to understand, to connect in the ways that we're the same, and to celebrate the ways in which we're different. Turning our gaze to look at the front of our mat, let's lay our hands firmly down. Toes turn into the floor and hips reach to the sky. We rise back to downward facing dog again, and we'll walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, let's rise up.
And exhale,
bring hands into the heart. So we step next into a balancing series. Let's begin this balancing on the right foot. We'll start today with tree pose, so imagine creating a root system to hold you strong. Left foot then to the ankle, or the calf, or the thigh of the right leg. Hands settle in at the heart, or they can reach into the sky. No two trees are exactly the same. Each one is different, but they're alike in their need to soak up the sun from above and the nutrients from the soil below. Now from this tree pose, reach your arms into the sky. Send the left leg behind you as we fly now into warrior three. Find a flying altitude that works for you, a wingspan that helps you. Arms can go in any direction. Now let's all reach our arms toward the back. And then we'll bring the arms and the left knee forward. Arms continuing up to the sky. And as the hands come to a prayer again at your heart, feel free to straighten the left leg if you want to, or to keep it bent. Developing a deep focus as we continue to quiet our mind. Now step back down onto two feet. Take a moment to stretch. And let's recreate that balance series on the left side. So step your left foot down, create the roots for your tree. Right foot ankle, calf, or thigh. Centered with a prayer at the heart, or growing branches. Arms reaching to the sky. Let's send the right foot behind us as we fly into warrior three. Deep focus. The breath. Quieting the mind. Now reach arms to the back. Carefully take the arms and the right leg forward. Arms continue to the sky. And then as a prayer comes to our heart, feel free to straighten the right leg or to keep it bent. Let an invisible thread pull the crown of your head higher as your roots grow even deeper. A And then we step onto 2 feet once more. Take a moment to stretch. And inhaling, arms circle into the sky. With an exhale, they flow back down to the earth. And we'll step our feet back. Once again, lay our knees down. Hips slide into heels, child's pose. This time, with a wonderful side bend, walk hands around to the right of your mat. Feel that stretch in the left side of your body. And then hands walk back to the center and around to the left side of your mat. Excuse me. Stretch now felt in the right side body. And then hands come again to center. And we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. Crisscrossing the ankles, let's come over the top of our feet to sit. Take feet out in front of you, hands behind you, fingers pointing forward. Push into the feet and the hands lift to a tabletop. And then with your exhale, set the hips back down. So flowing with the breath, we'll lift up and down into this table a few times. Follow the rise and fall of your breath with the rise and fall of your body. Now the next time we come up, let's hold that tabletop pose. And then the hips come gently down. And once the hips reach the mat again, we're going to roll back. You have a couple of options here. You can either roll onto your back and hug your knees into your body, or you can roll back onto your shoulders, taking the feet behind your head like plow pose. So do which either feels good, either of them that feels good for you. So we begin a forward bending series now. The first forward bend will be rolling forward with the right leg straight, and a bend in the left knee that brings the left foot to the inner right thigh. When you're ready, roll forward. Right leg out, left foot in. And inhale, takes arms and body into the sky. And exhaling, we tip the hips forward and fold into this forward bend. Close your eyes. Don't worry about how it looks or where you wish you were. Be where you are. Your history, your needs, all coming into play here. As you find the place where this meets your needs the best. And let's walk hands up the right leg and do it again. So again, roll back either onto your back, giving your knees a hug, or onto your shoulders, feet behind your head. So the next forward bend will look just like the other one. It will be the other side. So when you're ready, roll forward with left leg out, right foot in. Inhaling, the arms reach up, the torso lifts. And exhaling, we tip the hips forward and fold into a forward bend toward the left leg. Opening the body. Opening the mind, opening the heart. Accepting ourselves, understanding ourselves. Helps us to accept and understand others. Hands walk up the left leg. Let's do it one more time. Same options. Roll onto your back or onto your shoulders. So the last forward bend will be both legs straight. So So when you're ready, roll yourself forward again. Both legs out, inhaling as we lift into our breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. You might feel even better if you lift up one more time with an inhale. Tiptoe the hips back just a tiny bit. Tip the pelvis forward and deepen into your exhale. Close your eyes. Feel the pose within your body. A forward bend is an incredible opening for the back side of the body. All the way from the ankles, up through the legs, around the hips, and into the back. And as we fold inward on ourselves like this, feel the mind grow calmer. It's an introspective place. Now let's walk our hands up our legs, and this time we'll all roll onto our back, drawing our knees in, maybe rocking side to side as you get comfortable here, and we settle onto our back. Hands come to the floor beside us, or if you like, you can slip them underneath your hips. Either is fine. Take legs into the sky. Now deepening our connection to abdominal strength, keep your legs together and imagine pedaling on a bicycle. Both feet reaching forward and then down. Circling around, the knees come back into your body as you go around and around. Find your center here. Find the strength of your abdominal muscles. Deepening this strength so that our abdominal muscles can become a support and protector for our vulnerable back. Next time the knees come in, hug them, rock your head side to side. And then again, hands to the floor or under the hips. We'll do the same thing, but this time let's pedal backwards. So the legs reach down and out first, and then up into the sky. Circling the knees into the body, we go around and around. Back in again, hug your knees, rock head side to side. Drop the right foot to the floor, cross left ankle over the right thigh. Reach through, grab the back of the right leg, draw the legs in. A chance to let the hips begin to open. The hips full of density of muscles and tissues. Great place for stress and tension to hide in our body. With every breath, allow a little more letting go. The hands slowly release, the right foot comes to the floor and then the left. Let's cross the right ankle over the left thigh. Reaching through to grab behind the left leg, draw the legs in. Feeling that same experience of opening now in the right hip. Slip away. This time across the legs, draw the legs in, rock side to side. And then we'll take a moment to lift our heart above our heads in an inversion. Choose a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever feels good for you, whatever meets your needs. If it's the shoulder stand, carefully, gently, hips lift up above the shoulders. Hands support your body safely. If it's the bridge pose, push the feet into the floor. Lift hips into that bridge. And let the heart open, rising up above the head. And slow and easy, lay yourself back down onto the ground. And when you've come down again, give yourself a rock side to side. And then feet step onto the floor for fish pose. Hands slide underneath the hips. We lay the legs all the way out now, and then sitting on the hands, we'll tuck our elbows and forearms underneath our back. The head carefully lays back to open the throat. The shoulders roll back, the legs engage, and the heart rises and opens. It opens with understanding. Bring the head back up. Lay the fish pose gently to the floor. Free your hands from underneath your hips and let's stretch them behind our head. As we prepare to take one last twist, get nice and long here on the ground. And then reach down to take the right leg in your hands. Give it a hug in and then over to the left. Head turns to the right. We're more alike than we are different. Accepting ourselves, accepting each other. So that we can all be exactly who we are. As the left hand falls to the floor, the twist unrolls to lay us on our mat again. Realign yourself to the center of your mat. Reach the arms behind your head, stretch the legs onto the floor. And then reach down to cradle your left leg. Bring it in and then over to the right. Head turning to the left. You may have heard the interesting story on the news this week that for the first time ever, there were more babies of color born than there were Caucasian babies. Our world is changing, becoming more diverse every moment. But truly, we're more alike than we are different. Let your right hand fall to the floor. Let the twist unroll and lay you onto your mat once again. Realign yourself with the center of your mat. If you feel at all cold, you're welcome to get something that will keep you warm. As we lay ourselves down now for this final relaxation, release the weight of your body to the floor. Close your eyes, let your mind and body and heart open into receptivity. I offer you this prayer for understanding others. Make me willing and able to understand the many complex differences in people. Differences forged in the fires of our experiences. Beliefs born of culture, faith, education, and circumstance. Make me willing and able to understand that our hearts hunger for similar things. That our hopes and fears mirror our life experiences, possibilities sought after with our strength and resolve. Make me willing and able to understand that each of us have dreams, hopes, and aspirations, to know each value our families, friends, and our lives. We are more alike than we are different from each other. Make me willing and able to understand that our hopes for our children, our dreams, our vision, our home, our friends, family, work, honor, laughter, and song unite us. Knowing it is only our fears and prejudices that separate us. May my understanding grow today and be a blessing, making me closer to everyone I meet, everyone I see. I value differences forged in the fires of our experience, dancing my dance of life. I am growing in understanding as I honor and celebrate the diverse life dances of others. When you feel ready to begin the transition into the rest of your day, begin by taking time to create a closure for your practice today. Create something meaningful for you. And when you've had your closure, ease your body gently over onto your right side, taking time to pause and breathe there. And then finally, taking the final transition back to where we've started, coming back to a place sitting comfortably on the mat, closing your eyes, aware of your breath. On our return here, we offer gratitude for our practice today, for the gifts that we've received, for how much better we feel. Let's allow our head to drop down once again. Roll from side to side. And then back to our center once more. Let your arms ride a wave of breath up into the sky. The hands come together in a prayer. Prayer comes first to our forehead for understanding and our thoughts today. To our lips for understanding in our words. And to our heart for understanding in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.